You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet community since 1999. We're ready to field your question or air your comment here at eBay Radio at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And good news, I was just looking up my guide on eBay. Yes. So I went to www.ebay.com/guides, and I put in auto attendant, and mine came up first.
Yeah.
So this is good. Done anything with it yet, so I have to learn how to do things with it, and I have to write my second one. So, write your guide. It can
write
be
it
fun.
Now.
Write it now. Do it now. Hey, Jean-Charles in Minneapolis, Minnesota, user ID JCDUS. Jean-Charles, how are you, darling?
Good. How about you, Lee?
Doing great. What's your question or comment today?
So, I have a question for Griff. I know that Griff is a big pusher of free shipping, and I am myself. I was an early adopter of the free shipping on eBay. But recently, most of you know that I sell wigs on eBay. Recently, my sales totally dropped. My Halloween season wasn't that great, so I took a look at all of the practices, you know, and what I was doing and what wasn't working. And I found out that a lot of the sales in the wig category have shipping on them. And so, totally contrary to everything that I've learned from eBay and myself, I put back some shipping costs on my wigs. And they started to sell like crazy again. And so I'm really confused as to why offering free shipping, because I sell all other things, you know, like iPads and things like that, and they go crazy with free shipping. But for whatever reason, the wig category where I sell my my wigs for Halloween, New Year's, and costume like that, if I put free shipping, they sell maybe one or two a week. And now that I've put shipping on them, they sell for a higher price. Because they include the shipping on it, and they sell 2-3 a day.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why, but if it's working, you certainly want to continue
it. But it doesn't sound like that's what it is to me.
What do you mean?
Well, why would somebody choose somebody else's wig over his if they're the same price and he has... I don't know. I just don't think that's what's causing it, but what do I know?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah. But I kind of wanted to, you know, maybe put Griff on the trail if he can see if there's something special with this category or if it's because maybe I know there's a lot of Chinese sellers. So a lot of people offer shipping and have to charge shipping in it. So maybe it's an accepted practice in this category more than it was before.
It might be.
Or I don't know if there's a filter that got removed or put at a different place. But being that I'm an early adopter of free shipping, it was totally counter to what I'm used to do, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm doing it because it sells. But I really would want to try to understand why charging shipping would generate more sales, whereas with everything else, like the iPad, the video games that I have, everything with free shipping goes so much faster for bigger prices.
I don't know why. All I know is that if it works, then you should keep doing it.
Right. Well, yeah, definitely.
Well, let us know how it goes. How long have you been doing the free shipping?
Since they started to do it, I think it was Lori Norrington that was at eBay and that started to push for it.
Okay, so for a long time. And then...
Right, probably, I'd say 5 years.
And when did you change to not free shipping?
About a week ago.
Oh, so you've just had...
For the wigs.
just you've just had a week experience with this research project.
No, I mean, I've been researching before, talking to a lot of other people, and I started to move all of my wigs to starting to asking shipping, and all of my sales picked up. Like I said, I went probably 30-40% more on the wig category, and it's just in the wig category that I'm doing the shipping charges.
Did you check back from last year at this time? Or during the time that you were doing poorly, did you check back to last year to see how you were doing?
Yeah, I was doing so much better. I guess over the last 3 years, I've been losing 20 to 30% of my sales, which is kind of what pushed me into selling other products than just wigs. But I'm, you know, by putting the shipping and having 2-3 a day, I'm back to what I was doing 2-3 years ago. With, you know, before when I was just doing free shipping, I'm pretty much selling as much now for the New Year's Eve than I was 3 years ago. So my sales are going back up, which is why it's very counterintuitive, I guess, and which is why I kind of wanted to see if maybe other people could call the show and see if they've experienced that or if this is just me.
And so again, the question would be, have you tried the same product with free shipping and then tried it with shipping, and did your sales go up? That would be what we want to hear from.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, let's see if anybody else has had that experience and what they think, okay?
Okay. And I have another very quick question for Griff. If you can answer, I'm wondering when the sales maximizer will be available for everybody.
I thought it was.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay.
Is it not available for you?
No.
I'll have to ask. I thought it was available to everyone now. I'll double check. I thought it was.
Okay. All right.
We'll find out.
I'll triple check too.
Thank you, JC.
You may find it's already available to you. I'm pretty sure that was ruled out completely. But again, let me double check, because no one tells me anything. I just sit in the room waiting for news or looking for it.
Thank you, yeah. JC.
Thanks,
we appreciate
JC.
Your call today. Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, or you may get in touch with us using the Contact Us tab on your eBay radio player. We'd love to hear from you that way as well, or at 888-RADIO-30, 888-RADIO-30. So, Griff, with your illness, and we know the doctor said that, you know, it's going to be about 3 months for a full recovery. What are you doing about your eBay sales?
Oh, it's not good. I haven't listed anything in, well, since before.
You got sick.
I got sick, so I just haven't. So this interesting thing happens. I don't want to spend time talking about me, but let's.
Let's do it.
At around 2 o'clock every day, I crash. So I've adjusted my work schedule so that I work in the morning and try to get home in time before the crash comes. And it comes on hard and fast. My doctor says it's normal, so I'm not worried about it. But I haven't been out. I went out shopping a few days. I can't help but do that. But I have a lot of merchandise to list, and I haven't been able to get up the energy to list it. And again, I was thinking about this and thinking, well, would I have the energy, or would I be doing this if I didn't have the full-time job I've got? And I'm not so sure. I don't know the answer to it. We also had a cold snap of rather severe cold snap for California, at least, in the last week. And I don't have heat in my garage, which makes it's a little Dickensian, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
It's cold out there.
Howie's going to bring you in your porridge.
Right. And I can't even burn a little lump of coal in a stove because we have something called spare the air days. On days like this, where in the valley, you can't burn anything that produces smoke, wood, or any solid fuel. You can burn natural gas. So yeah, it's got me thinking about a lot of stuff. I remember when I came back on the air right afterwards, it got me thinking about what's your emergency plan. So emergency plan A would have covered when I was out of commission in the hospital. But what about when you're recovering? What would you do if you, during a medical emergency and your business, you depended on your business and it depended on you. And recovery was making it hard to actually do the tasks that you would normally do without a problem.
So if you're depending on it for your income, you need to have these contingency plans in place in case this should happen to you.
Oh, absolutely. I shudder to think what would have happened if I didn't have another job. So, and we could also ask the duck. The duck might know.
Absolutely. Griff, do you have an ugly sweater? An ugly Christmas sweater?
Not anymore.
Well, if you need an ugly Christmas sweater for this year's holiday parties, eBay is perfect.
I know.
Just do a search for ugly Christmas sweater.
Yes.
Which I don't happen to think most of them are so ugly, but I just think they're fun. Do a search for ugly Christmas sweater, or to help support the work of Goodwill Industries,
yeah,
you can go to ebay.com/befestive.
Wow.
And find a whole bunch of ugly Christmas sweaters. So, in case you're looking for one to wear to a party or whatever, there you have it. Also, another announcement I'd like to make is you can check out the USPS, FedEx, and UPS cutoff dates for a December 24th delivery in the 2013 Holiday Selling Guide, and that's located in eBay's Seller Information Center. So go there and you can find Holiday Shipping Deadlines 2013.
Perfect. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet community since 1999. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. It's 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. At Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Our goal for the eBay Radio Show is to help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. We want to know if you've got something to share that will help us achieve that goal. Please send your press releases, articles, and announcements to us at guest@voicemarketing.com. Please include your contact info so we can follow up with you if need be. Again, that email address is guest@voicemarketing.com. Is there something you'd like to tell us?
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Want to take your online business to the next level? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Every day, thousands of pallets of brand name merchandise are available at a fraction of wholesale. And no one has a larger selection than Genco Marketplace, America's largest wholesale liquidator. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 227.
The holiday shopping season is in full swing. And if you want to have a successful selling season as well, here's a tip from the Queen of Auctions, Lynn Drawley. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, the Queen of Auctions. Her tip, get busy.
You know, I just have to remind everyone that in the holiday season, you've really got to be listing, 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 because people are looking for new items that come on that will drive sales to your store items. A lot of people want the buy it now, but it's the auctions that drive it to the buy it now. And now what you want to do is you want to just be really on top of every question you get, every best offer, and you want to always keep that customer, you know, in mind.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Adisha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Your call is the bow on our holiday garland at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Again, 888-RADIO-30. Lynn in Spokane, Washington, user ID WD7UNU. Hey, Lynn, welcome to the program. What's your question or comment?
Hi there. I heard a quack.
Yes, you did.
We quacked up here.
We quacked up.
I think the secret word is non-existent.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
You mean like the word doesn't exist, or that's the actual word?
I mean the word is not in the newsletter.
Really?
Oh. I've got to check that.
You read it four times. And did not find the void.
That's curious. Is that possible? Well, should we do a search of it and see?
Okay. Betsy, if you're listening, why don't you do a search? Well, let me see. Let's go to...
It kind of would stick out, wouldn't you think?
Oh, it would definitely stick out.
What would we do if the word's
not... While we're waiting, I do have a selling tip.
Go, please, give us.
Okay, is your tape rolling?
It's always rolling.
Oh, okay. Okay, my motivation for listing and selling more on eBay is to live just slightly above my means.
Oh.
Yeah, because that gets you up and going, right?
That's right. I list more that way.
That's interesting.
There is another interesting thing, and that's that I've always done auctions, and lately they've offered a buy it now for no additional charge, and so I put what I think is a kind of ridiculously high buy it now price on there, and I've had people buying it.
Well, I just checked the newsletter, and the word is in there.
The word is in the newsletter.
The word is in the newsletter.
But we thank you very much for calling, Lynn. We're going to try somebody else who feels they have the word in their newsletter.
I see it. It's sticking out at me now.
Absolutely. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Karen in Springfield, Ohio. Karen, what's your question or comment?
Well, I found the secret word of the day.
And what was it?
Borborygmus.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Yay!
Yay!
Hooray for you. You just won. And I got to tell you, Karen, it is the most beautiful gray cashmere scarf to keep you warm, and it's got the little eBay logo on it.
You know, I bought one for Betsy and one for Donna.
Yeah.
And they love them.
Beautiful.
I bought a gray one and a black one. They're fantastic. They feel so good, and just, they feel really expensive.
You'll be styling wearing that thing around, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
so all you need to do, Karen, is send me your shipping address to Griff@ebay.com, and I will put it in the mail post haste.
And what does it mean, this word borborygmus?
What does it mean?
It's a rumbling noise produced by gas in the intestines.
And yes, it's when your stomach growls, right?
Yeah, when I was in the hospital, they kept listening for that.
Yeah, because they want to hear it.
They do. They want to hear the borborygmus.
Exactly.
Borborygmus.
It's very important.
It's very important.
Hey, Karen, thank you so much, and congratulations for winning.
Thank you.
We appreciate your call today. Karen, what do you sell on eBay?
I sell new arts and crafts supplies, mostly molds and supplies to make your own resin jewelry.
And what's big right now? What's hot?
The molds are still selling really well. I think everyone just enjoys making their own unique pieces and for themselves and gifts and to resell.
What's your eBay ID?
I'm Stained Glass Karen.
Oh, that's right.
Stained Glass Karen.
Yes.
Stained Glass Karen.
I'm busy making stained glass instead of resin jewelry, but I just kind of fell into this niche and it's doing well.
Terrific. Enjoy. Have fun. And thank you so much for calling in again. Congratulations for being our winner. Well, it's sometimes hard to find your word in there, but that's part of the point. We want you to read the newsletter so you'll find the word. So he was wrong. The word was in there. All right.
You have to really look sometimes in order to find it.
Yeah, but that word, I mean, that word sticks out like a sore thumb.
It does, in fact. It is a sore thumb in your gut.
Borborygmus. If you saw that in a newsletter, you would have a tendency to take a second look at it.
It sounds kind of like what it is, right? Borborygmus, Borborygmus.
And she says today's prize is a black and white eBay mug, but it's not.
No, it's not.
It's a scarf.
It's a scarf.
And really, do you have one of those scarves? They're for men or women.
Yeah, they're unisex.
They feel really good. Very soft and warm.
Oh, I took one out and I was wearing it and I thought, oh, I should buy myself one of these.
Yeah.
But, you know, I buy myself so much on eBay. I come back from, you know, I was gone for 10 days. I came back. There were so many boxes on my cube of things that I bought. I actually won an award here once for being a top buyer of the employees. I'm always buying stuff on eBay. Who knows? I may buy something from you soon.
Your mother would be very proud.
I don't know.
Well, sure, you need an auto attendant message.
I do?
Who answers your phone when you're out?
The caller ID. And then I decide whether I'm going to pick it up.
All right, sweetie. We'll see you next hour.
Oh, we have another hour coming.
We
up,
do.
Yes. But are we leaving right now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, that's so sad. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast.
No, Indisha.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Indisha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Coming up next, 7 ways to stay competitive on eBay, right here on eBay Radio, which is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
We're always searching out interesting and relevant guests for our show with the goal of helping our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the big blue Archives on Demand button. Then click on the tab that says Be a Guest and fill out the web form to apply. We'll get back to you ASAP, and maybe we'll be seeing you soon on the radio.
Let's face it, product sourcing for your business on eBay can be a real hassle. That's why Inventory Scouts offers a free business consultation for new subscribers. Inventory Scouts has product sourcing specialists specifically trained to help with all your inventory needs. Let them assist you with fast and free sourcing solutions from thousands of vendors, updated daily across all spectrums. Sign up now for your free account at InventoryScouts.com and find a goldmine of new opportunities today.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
The few seconds people spend visiting your eBay listing are precious. Now you need them to stay longer and buy. It helps if your listings look professional and inviting. Billboards by PageMage is just the app for this. Quickly create and automatically post custom-designed headers and footers in all your listings. Brand your business, promote specials, even cross-sell your merchandise. It's free and easy to use. Learn more about billboards at PageMage.com, also in the eBay App Center.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Indisha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
As you're ready to move beyond the basics, you can boost your sales by following some of the best shipping practices. First, offer free shipping. Yes, buyers know that the shipping cost has been added to the price, but they love knowing the total cost and not having to do the math. Second, offer expedited or one-day shipping. For last-minute shoppers, this can be the determining factor when deciding who to purchase from. A third important point, ship the same or next day as soon as the buyer pays. Providing customers with short delivery times makes a favorable impression. Good customer service follows your sale right into the buyer's hands, making for repeat sales and increased value.
This tip is brought to you by Indisha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.